fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Well, the cooler weather has definitely set in, and now is the time to get your flu vaccine. Influenza, also known as the flu, is a highly contagious disease, and getting vaccinated helps to protect yourself, but not only you, others within our community. People most at risk of serious complications from the flu are even eligible for the free flu vaccine, including pregnant women, young people, and our older generation. And here on Fitter Happier this morning to tell us more, we have Professor Paul Effler. Welcome to the MAG.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you for coming in. We're just talking about how it's definitely getting cooler out
there.
So
it's a sign that flu season is coming.
That sounds like something from Game of Thrones. Winter is coming. Anyway, let's talk about influenza. Sounds so like hardcore, but that's just the flu, right?
Well, there's a big difference between a cold and a flu, and a lot of people get them confused because early on the symptoms can seem somewhat the same. So cold is generally milder, and you have a runny nose and a sore throat potentially and muscle aches and pains. A flu generally hits with a sudden onset of fever, and you can have a headache, severe muscle aches and pains, and then ultimately a cough. So flu is much more serious, and it can lead to serious outcomes. Flu viruses can also lead to pandemics, and that's not possible with cold viruses.
A pandemic. Tell me more about that.
A pandemic is when we have a worldwide outbreak, and flu viruses are very uniquely positioned to do that because they have the ability to pick up genes from birds and pigs, flu viruses in birds and pigs, and make a completely new-looking flu virus. I would say the flu virus has two important proteins on its surface that we use to track it, and I liken those to hair color and eye color. So every year it comes around, it's had a dye job, and hair's a little bit lighter, and your immune system partly recognizes it and can respond. But then one day the burglar shows up, and it's got red hair and green eyes, or pick your color. And the immune system doesn't recognize it at all.
Are you just looking at me with the red hair and the green eyes? So that's where you get bird flu from and all these kind of things that we know a little bit more about.
Yeah, so the flu virus, typically they live in birds. That's their major reservoir.
And
there are some that obviously circulate in humans all the time. But these birds, what happens is a pig will get infected with a human virus and a bird virus, and then they can switch their parts when they're co-infected, and that's where you get a totally new flu virus. Now, that's a pandemic, but what else is going on that's really important every year is a regular flu virus, not a switched gene one, is slowly mutating. And that's why we get sick every year potentially with the flu, because it mutates so much that by the time it comes around, it looks different to our immune system. And that's why you need to get vaccinated every year if you want to be protected.
Okay, so with the vaccination, you get sick to... I've never had a flu vaccine myself. So what I understand of it is that you get injected with the tiniest little strain of it to help build your immune system towards it.
That's a good question. The flu vaccine actually doesn't contain any live virus.
Okay.
So they grow the virus up in eggs and they kill it, and then we break it apart and we purify those proteins I'm talking about on the surface. Those are the things that the immune system responds to. So that's all that gets put into you with your jab. So a lot of people say inadvertently say or that I got the flu from actually getting the vaccine, and that's not possible because there's no live virus in the vaccine.
So that's just a myth.
Well, it is. There's a basis for that, though, because when your immune system turns on, when it reacts to the jab that you have, you can actually feel like you're getting flu-y because as your body produces cytokines. So that night, the next day, you may feel like, hey, a little bit flu-y. Most people don't, but that can happen. And that's natural and good. The other thing that can happen is people can actually get other viruses that circulate in the winter that have symptoms similar to the flu. And they say, oh, I got the vaccine, and then I got this illness, and the vaccine must have given it to me. And the two are unrelated completely.
Okay. Well, that is a huge myth busted for me today, because I've always thought that, you're like given a little bit of the flu to build your intolerance up to the... How wrong was I?
Well, you're not wrong about other vaccines. Like the measles vaccine is a weakened version of it. So your concept is correct, but not for flu vaccines we use in Australia.
So speaking about the vaccine then, like I'm young-ish, I'm healthy, and I actually can't remember the last time I was sick with a cold or flu or anything like that. I lose my voice every now and again, but maybe that's just because I talk so much. But why would I go and get the vaccine?
Because you don't want to get sick. I mean, I get, you know, I'm fortunately healthy so far, and I just think, oh, $20 to not spend 3 days in bed. Feverish, missing work, not being able to see friends. That's definitely worth it to me as a healthy adult. Also, I don't want to give it to other people. So particularly as a clinician, if you're seeing patients or whatever, you want to make sure you don't pass it around. But I'm sure there's many parents that wouldn't want to pass it around to their children. But that brings us to the groups that it's strongly recommended for are typically have some issues that make them more likely to get a serious outcome. And as you mentioned, it's people 65 and over, people with Aboriginal background. Pregnant women is a very important risk group, and so are young children. And you might ask, well, why young children? You know, they seem healthy. My child's healthy. Well, the highest attack rates occur in young children, and the highest hospitalization rates occur in very young children. Most people don't realize that. And they can be protected through vaccination.
Well, I was just reading a little bit earlier that people 6 months and older can get, like, scary things from the flu, including, like, heart disease, kidney, all kinds of different things. I didn't realize the little old flu could make you that sick.
Oh, absolutely. So we've done a disservice to influenza as a pathogen. I mean, because we say things like, I have a touch of the flu, or I have the stomach flu, and those probably aren't flu at all. The deaths from flu are absolutely uncounted every year, because what it does is it pushes people that have some respiratory compromise or they have a heart condition, it pushes them over the edge. So it's a drop in the bucket, the actual recorded deaths for flu every year, but it's actually quite significant.
It's like the big, oh, this, oh, I shouldn't have said, the beginning of the end. The flu is the beginning of the bigger picture.
It's a precipitating event, as we would call it, that basically triggers a downward pathway for these individuals. And that's for folks that have underlying conditions. But in young children, flu can actually put them in the ICU and cause death, even if they're healthy. In fact, 50% of all children who die from flu, from data from around the world, are previously healthy. And 50% of the kids that end up in an ICU are previously healthy. So if you're a parent out there listening, I really urge you to think about getting your kid protected. Now, we have a gap been trying to protect young kids because there is no vaccine that can be given to children under 6 months of age. So the strategy there is to vaccinate pregnant women while they're pregnant. And those women actually develop antibodies and pass them to the baby in utero, and it protects them in the first several months of life. And we have very good data to show that. It also protects the pregnant woman who turns out to be at high risk because, for two reasons. One is their immune system has changed to try and protect the fetus, which is only partly their genome, right? Partly somebody else's. And so their immune system has been altered to be less aggressive during pregnancy. But they also have physiologic stress later in pregnancy, meaning their lungs are pressed up and their heart is working harder. And so they're at more risk of ending up in the hospital or ICU from the flu.
Okay, sure. That makes a lot of sense. Here on Fitter Happier right now on The Sound Alternative, RTR, we're speaking about the flu vaccination, and I wanted to talk about with you, Paul, is there anyone out there who shouldn't be vaccinated?
There's very few people that shouldn't get the vaccination.
But that's not an excuse.
Not for most people. It would be the rare occasion where you've had the vaccine and you've had a severe allergic reaction, which is about 1 in 2 million or 1 in 1 million doses. So that isn't really a legitimate excuse for most folks. Most folks can be vaccinated. Even people with previous egg allergies, if they're minor egg allergies, they can now be vaccinated.
Oh, so it's come a long way.
It has. We keep learning. We keep pushing the science.
And so there's obviously going to be other things that will help us if we do get sick, not to spread. Because, you know, you go into, I know my workplace, one person gets sick and then the next week there's no one there.
Well, let me say the biggest thing, we need a culture change in Western culture. We have to quit showing up at work when we're sick, right? And doctors are notorious for that.
I'm going to go to my workplace and say, look, professor told me not to go.
Absolutely, because we contribute to the spread by going into our workplace. That we're so committed to our jobs and we feel compelled to do it. And yet we'd be doing everyone a favor if when we're ill and infectious, we stayed home. Other things you do, obviously you wash your hands very often. If you're coughing or sneezing, you try and put that into your elbow and not onto somebody's face to try and limit it. But as an individual, the best thing you can do to protect yourself is honestly to get vaccinated.
Perfect. And so we were talking about weather cooler, getting cooler now. So now is the best time to be.
Now's the perfect time to go in. We anticipate we're having a little more flu than we normally see this time of year.
Okay.
So it suggests that maybe flu season is going to come a bit early. And after you get vaccinated, it takes about 2 weeks for the vaccine to be fully effective because your body's creating antibodies to the vaccine. So now would be a perfect time. If you haven't been vaccinated, you want to be protected, get in contact with your provider and make an arrangement.
Cool. Where can we go to get vaccinated?
So obviously GP practices, some chemists are doing it this year, and community health centers. And if you're a pregnant woman, then obviously ask your maternity care provider.
Yep, and any Aboriginal medical service out there is also offering free to the Aboriginal
absolutely.
Community.
Absolutely. It's Aboriginal persons are unfortunately overrepresented in hospitalizations, and we'd really like to prevent that.
And for any other information, people can head to immunise.health.gov.au or healthy.wa.wa.gov.au/immunisation. Didn't stuff that one up.
No, you got that right.
Thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier with us today.
Thanks for your interest. We appreciate it.